We're back with Larry Bradley, author of the book and an action plan for people disgusted by polarized politics here on KMA.
Well, and so certainly we remain fairly well divided. And again, why do we remain so divided? Well, a couple of reasons. And one of the things that I had an aha moment about, and I'm trying to write a second book, and this is one of the topics that I want to write about, is so much of our political affiliation, believe it or not, is based on psychological prejudices that we don't even know we have. And we are, the two major political parties are able to exploit those psychological prejudices for a couple of reasons. One is the electoral system we have that we need to change, and the other is the ignorance that people have about that. And the reason they have that is they've never really developed their own personal political philosophy. They're relying, believe it or not, it's subconscious, they don't even realize it, they're relying on those underlying psychological prejudices to choose their candidates. And that's, as they say, no way to run a railroad. And it's why we have the situation we have today. Again, I hope I'm making sense here.
Oh, you are. And like I can recall visiting with friends when I was in my 20s and 30s, when we all had sponge minds and were soaking up everything. Some of them, you know, said, well, I'm voting Republican because my dad's a Republican. And they hadn't quite thought everything out, so they were going with the easiest way to do it was just because their parents had done that. But politics has changed so much. I think technology has had a lot to do with it, and I believe it all began back in the late 70s when the C-SPAN came aboard, and all of a sudden we could see democracy in action on television.
Clearly, that's one of the first steps that happened. And then the next step that happened was the advent of the computer and the ability with the marketing techniques that are available today to be able to reach down into a district and to redistrict so that the point that 95% of the congressional districts are considered, quote-unquote, safe, that they are the property of one party or the other. And again, going back to these psychological prejudices of the people that occupy those things and the system we have, which does not allow truly a third party to be competitive in our situations.
Well, let's explore those prejudices in just a moment when we come back. We're talking with Larry Bradley, author of the book Neither Liberal Nor Conservative Be, an action plan for people disgusted by polarized politics, here on KMA. Here's that pregnant pause, and now we'll go back again. We're talking with Larry Bradley about politics and about an action plan for people who are disgusted by polarized politics. Now, you mentioned the prejudices that we have. What would those be?
Well, you know, a buying decision, it goes all back to salesmanship. And if you think about your experiences in buying any major ticket item, the people who sell to you know that you have certain, not, I won't say the vulnerabilities, but you have an approach. Buying decisions, one of the things we know, absolutely know, and any business person listening here, you have any friends that are in sales, of course we're all in sales, whether we realize it or not, it's just that some people have the title and some people don't, but all buying decisions are emotional decisions. They are not logical decisions. They are emotional decisions first that are then justified by logic. And each of the two the two main categories that these emotional decisions fall into are one of two. It's fear of loss and desire for gain. And of the two, the more powerful and the more prevalent is fear of loss. You're being exploited for fear of loss. And so today what you have is you have two parties that express these in two different ways. And the fear of loss comes in two ways. First, you feel you have worked hard all your life, and you believe in the self-reliance of the individual. Horror of horrors, you think one of the political parties has found a path to power by taking what you have worked long and hard for and giving it to people who do not deserve it. you would have a lot more in your life if it wasn't for those greedy politicians keeping themselves in power by giving away what's rightfully yours. Do you recognize that argument?
Oh, yeah. I hear that all the time. I get emails from folks all around the country who are friends or acquaintances of mine who say, we're moving into socialism. Communism is just around the corner. And I'm thinking, you know, I heard those, or I didn't actually hear them. I read about those 50 to 60 years ago with the Joe McCarthy and, you know, his fear that we were being overtaken by communism. And it just doesn't seem logical to me, that argument that they have. And it's fear-based to a great degree because people are saying, oh, no, your life is going to change. They're going to take away all your freedoms. Well, I don't think that's true. Government doesn't work that way because government is the people, and I don't think our elected officials are stupid enough to let something like that happen. First of all, one or two of them don't have that much power to do that. It takes a whole country full of legislators to achieve something like that.
Yes.